This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I really should get some music for this. Joining me once again from the fabulous confines in Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. I should get, like, some newsroom ticker, you know, teletype music, you know, like breaking, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Like they used to do before bulletins and updates and things like that.
Well, you know, when everybody thought Walter Cronkite was telling us the truth. Back in
the good old days, huh?
Good old days.
Yeah.
When I was young and I didn't know any better. Well, anyway, despite the best efforts, I guess, of some people, Oregon is now Orifornia. I saw that on your website. It's funny. That's just funny. That's just funny. What are the sheriffs saying about the magazine limit thing pertaining to, I guess it's Proposition 114 or Ballot Initiative 114 or whatever they call that?
Right. Yeah, that narrowly passed on Tuesday. It looks like the final tally was just under 51%. And that law does a lot of things. It will require people to get a permit to purchase a firearm. There's mandated safety training. There are safe storage laws, and people must demonstrate their ability to lock, load, unload, fire, and store a gun in front of a certified firearms instructor. None of these rules, regulations, processes have been written into law yet. There's just the basic language that was in the ballot measure. So the fighting is going to be over what that language says, and multiple gun rights organizations have already indicated that they have lawsuits ready to go. I know Firearms Policy does, Gottlieb, it's Second Amendment Foundation is lining up plaintiffs, so all that's going to happen. And oh, by the way, also there's a now magazine capacity limit in Oregon, 10 rounds, and that is what a number of county sheriffs have already come out and said. Not going to happen here. We're not going to we are not going to enforce that law at all. Now, of course, magazine capacity limits are being challenged in other jurisdictions all around the country ever since Bruin. So there's an excellent chance that Oregon's will never come to pass at all. But even if it somehow does, it's not going to be a reality on the ground in a large portion of the state.
Now, once again, we come into this part where I've been wondering about this with some things as it pertains to some of these laws that they're pushing around. like, for example, how a district attorney decides that he's not going to enforce this law and that law. Now, does that make that easier for these sheriffs to do? Since the
probably does, especially in an era of defunded police departments, and even when you do have full funding, it's getting harder and harder to keep cops on the job, to hire them and keep them. Police have to make decisions. I just read this morning, I can't remember where it was. There's a city in California, in Northern California, a city about 65,000, I can't remember the name, where they're not going to be running daytime patrols at all, only nighttime, because they don't have enough cops to do it. So in a time of limited resources, police departments are going to have to make decisions on what they do, how they patrol, and what they spend their time on. And a lot of these police officers, just like a lot of prosecutors, can say, look, I don't have the manpower to worry about this. I've got actual violent crimes I have to deal with. I'm not worrying about how many rounds are in a gun owner's magazine.
In some of these states, I imagine, especially Oregon, Portland especially. Are they a shall issue regime in Portland? Although they won't have now they've got a by law FOID card, so to speak, right? But are they shall
issue? I'm not sure what this card is going to be. It's a permit to purchase. I assume it's going to be in effect a FOID card. But I believe they have always been shall issue as well. Now, of course, they have to be under Bruin. They can't require people to show good cause. So this won't change any of that.
These individual states, they take... I'm all about. Listen, I don't want to make out like I'm one of these people that doesn't believe in states' rights. I absolutely do believe in states' rights. However, I do not believe that states' rights supersede the Bill of Rights. I don't believe the 10th Amendment over. I don't believe it supersedes any of the first nine or anything that came after that. Because if that were the case, why couldn't they just decide they're going to have slavery again?
Yeah, obviously that can't happen. And that's why there are going to be challenges to this. A lot of these, the aspects of this new law clearly violate the Second Amendment, clearly contravene the Bruin ruling, and some, if not a lot of this, is going to fall, won't stand up in court.
Well, I hope not. Hope not. But I mean, it's, is this lawfare?
Well, no, this isn't lawfare. This is more akin to what happened in New York and New Jersey and other places that reacted to Bruin and said, you know what? Come and get us. We're gonna enact these laws, and you've got to come after us and get it struck down by the courts. I'm sure after Bruin, whoever wrote this bill knew that this was going to happen, but they said, it's all right, come and get it. Basically the reverse Gonzalez flag.
I do love this stuff. I love watching the way this plays. This article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. If you are looking for the latest in the culture, the latest news, the breaking news, then you're going to have to go to thetruthaboutguns.com where Dan oversees a group of people that are tops in their field. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. Now, Dan, last time Dan and I spoke, the election had not happened. And so I want to take this moment, if I may, Dan. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, aren't there other countries on the planet that can count all of their votes on Election Day?
There are lots of them.
Yeah.
Brazil just did it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why we can't. States that have had problems in the past and then addressed them certainly managed to do it. Florida used to be a disaster. Florida now had all of its races pretty much counted within, 5 or 6 hours after the polls closing?
Yeah.
I think. So it's just a matter of whether they want to do it or not, or whether they want to address the problems they have. States like Nevada and Arizona taking, almost a week to get their votes counted it's insane, and it's banana republic type stuff. It's crazy. So, yeah, there's no reason to do that. And all it does, of course, is it erodes people's faith in the outcome. I'm not saying there's any chicanery going on in either one of those states. I don't know if there is or there isn't.
Right.
But the longer it takes to come out with the results, the more it feeds into people who want to believe that, for whatever reason, rightly or wrongly, whether it's honest or not, it creates doubt in people's minds as to whether whatever came out of it, was the real deal, or whether something funny went on.
Well, and there's two things. There's one of two things happening here. Right. Well, there's three things going on. First of all, if I ever go to buy a car again, the first thing I want to ask the guy is, the salesman, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Because Republicans can't close the deal. They could not close the deal. This should have been a slam dunk with nobody defending. Should have been.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly easy to say, and a lot of people think that Republicans didn't put up the best candidates.
It's not about the candidates. It's not about the candidates.
You don't think so?
With Democrats, they backed Fetterman the whole way, even though he couldn't talk, even though he looks like an ogre, even though it looks like he's got a twin growing out of his neck, even though he chased people with shotguns, black people with shotguns, even though he vandalized stuff when he was a mayor. They backed him because he was a Democrat. And as a party, the Republicans can't because I guess they're just stupid. They can't get out there and say, it's us versus them, and we're going to be going for this. And, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right in that the Democrats, right, wrong, whoever it is on the ballot, they're behind them 1,000%. They don't apologize for who the guy is. If they have to, they'll stuff him in a basement and keep him away from the cameras. They'll do whatever the hell it takes to get that person elected. And the fact that a brain damaged,
ogre,
if you will, like, Fetterman is now going to be sitting in the Senate is a national embarrassment. Pennsylvania voters elected him and a dead guy on Tuesday.
That's right. They sure did.
Yeah. So they really distinguished themselves.
Yeah.
Then again, of course, on the Republican side, they spent $10 million in a race between two Republicans in Alaska when there were razor thin margins in Arizona and Nevada where that money could have been better spent. How does that make sense?
I mean, Laxalt would make a great senator. He would make a great senator.
Would have.
Oz, I'm not so sure Oz would have made a great senator, but he was preferable. He's not conservative by any stretch.
No, he's not. Then again, he's not cognitively impaired.
True.
He doesn't need subtitles to answer questions. My guess is that Fetterman won't be in office for 6 months. They'll say, this is really just too hard for him. And now Governor Shapiro will appoint, I don't know, his wife or somebody else who isn't cognitively impaired to serve out the remaining 5.5 years of his term.
The other thing that could be in play, besides the Republicans not being very good campaigners, is there's a segment of society that they're all in the entitlements and everything. This doesn't really affect them. What's going on right now doesn't affect them. Not the way it does the middle class.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't see the final numbers, but of course, the number of people who vote in midterms is not as high as it is in the presidential election is. And even in the states with hotly contested races, it's generally down. That said, states like Georgia that were accused of trying to limit
voter suppression,
voting rights, saw record numbers of people at the polls. It's all lies, and companies like and organizations like Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola and other idiots that signed on to that and bought into all that garbage should be embarrassed, and their customers should lose customers and business over that.
Well, at least Stacey Abrams conceded this time.
Yeah, although she probably thinks she's still governor from 4 years ago.
Yeah, she never conceded.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, she did exactly. So. Who knows?
This election, I mean, the more this happens, the more it's becoming the norm for it not to be counted. I'll be honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. I'm glad I've got more time behind me than I do in front of me.
You're not the only person I've heard say that lately. There are a lot of people I've talked to lately who say, you know, I'm glad I don't have a lot of time left, because they don't see the trend as being very good.
No, it's not. It's not. And, of course, this is just my – sometimes with Dan, I have to just talk with him for a minute. Sometimes I call him offline when we're not on the air, and I just have discussions with him just because I just need his counsel sometimes. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are worrying more about inflation. That's according to a new study from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York, which showed inflation expectations for the year ahead jumped to nearly 6% in October, while the three-year outlook increased over 3%. NASA is moving forward with its launch plans this week for the Artemis 1 mission to the moon. Officials say the team started reporting to their stations at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida earlier Monday. Engineers want to fully resolve an electrical issue ahead of the liftoff in 2 days. Two Major League Baseball teams will be playing a couple of spring training games in Las Vegas. The Oakland A's will take on the Cincinnati Reds on March 4th and 5th from Las Vegas Ballpark. Both teams play their spring training games in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And one article that is very indicative of this, and I imagine this is why these states are becoming population centers, is all of the governors that signed constitutional carry legislation or have signed it got reelected.
Yeah, it's amazing. Immediately after the election, NBC came out with an article by, I think his name is Sahil Kapoor, declaring that gun safety, in other words, gun control, of course, is now a winning issue for Democrats. that was the lesson that they somehow took from the results on Saturday, or on Tuesday. Rob Romano, who keeps an eye on these things and works for Firearms Policy Coalition, been tweeting out results of all sorts of tidbits from the election on Democrats who did not support openly opposed assault weapons bans being elected on Tuesday. And of course, as you said, every governor of states that signed concealed or constitutional carry laws was reelected. We've got Brian Kemp in Georgia, Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, Kim Reynolds in Iowa, Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, Greg Abbott in Texas, and Mike DeWine in Ohio. And all of them won comfortably. It wasn't even close. Robert Francis O'Rourke talks a good game, and there is talk every 2 to 4 years that this is the year that we're going to flip Texas blue, and he gets farther and farther behind. He knows how to raise money. God knows he knows how to raise money. He sure as hell knows how to spend money. The only thing he doesn't know how to do is get elected. And he ran specifically on Abbott's response to the Uvalde shooting and gun laws, and he, after hemming and hawing earlier in the race, saying, "Oh God, I'm really pro Second Amendment. I don't want to take anybody's guns." Then he flipped back around. No, he finally realized that nobody believed that for a minute after everything he'd said in the past. But even the people in Uvalde, Texas, voted by more than 60% for Greg Abbott. If people like Beto O'Rourke can't sell gun control in a city like Uvalde, you can't sell it anywhere in Texas other than the big blue urban center.
Now, DeSantis, while he didn't actually have that, he had signaled that if he got it across his desk, he would go for it.
Right, right. He, of course, has not signed a constitutional carry law, but he has said openly that if one gets to his desk, he will sign it. The question now is whether the extremely squishy GOP that controls both houses in Tallahassee will actually do that this year. If they are smart at all, and if they look around the country at the results from the other states where it's happened, they'll do that post-haste because it's a winning issue, and it's something that certainly hasn't hurt anyone electorally.
I did not realize they are that squishy. Are they that squishy there?
They're very squishy on guns, extremely squishy on gun rights.
How can that be? You know, Florida, I guess they've changed, because wasn't Florida the one that led the nation back in the 80s with the concealed carry permit? Weren't they the first ones to come out with that?
Yeah, well, I don't know they're first, but yeah, they certainly had the most. They, of course, called the Gunshine State, and still have all that. But after Parkland, Rick Scott ran through gun control laws as a knee-jerk reaction to the shooting there, they have shot down the GOP leadership in Tallahassee has shot down open carry, campus carry, and constitutional carry laws time and again. Now we'll see if that continues, and we'll also see if that's an issue that DeSantis is going to expend some political capital on pushing, because it would probably take something like that to get something on his desk.
You know, the one thing about DeSantis, it would be very interesting to see him get that and pass that, or sign off on it once it gets passed. And then if he were to be elected to the presidency, I wonder what he would advocate for. Would he advocate for nationwide constitutional carry and nationwide reciprocity? I mean, that's not something we've ever had to consider before that I'm aware of.
I have no idea what he'd do. My guess is he would not do nationwide constitutional carry. My guess is they're advocating for national reciprocity is much more likely.
Yeah,
that's something that is much more saleable. Everybody has a driver's license. You know, you can use your driver's license in any other state you go to. If you have a carry permit, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to use that permit in every other state in the union.
Right.
And that's a logical, common sense argument that anybody can make. He's, of course, going to get all kinds of blowback. And they're going to talk, you know, the same old blood in the streets, Dodge City stuff is going to be brought up. But when you translate that to and equate it to the driver's license everybody has in their pocket, that's an argument that you can certainly make and carry forward.
Well, I mean, but still, in this era now, with especially with this statistic, because this is a new statistic. This has never been something where we've been able to sit back and say, oh, well, all of the governors that signed off on constitutional carry in their state got reelected. We've never been able to look at that and make that sort of a call, right? Am I wrong about that?
Right. We've had so many of them happen in the last few years that we have a nice little clump of governors that we can look at. Many of them, as that group I just read off, were up for re-election. So yeah, it's a very convenient way to look at it, and that's a wonderful talking point for our side of the argument.
It's a new stat. I always like it when we get new stats, but at the same time, I want to know what we're going to do with them. Because one of the problems that you have, which is the same problem I have, is we make the argument about gun rights and everything every day based on stats and real mathematical science that brings us these stats, and then we have to fight the feels. But before we go to this next break, that's what Dan does on a daily basis at thetruthaboutguns.com. This article that we're talking about is straight from the page, front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. And this is where you're going to find the latest on what's going on in the United States when it comes to your gun rights, whether it's news or review or, let's see, if you look at the categories, they have guns for beginners, gun control, gear reviews, gun reviews, and then what's new. Something for everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
FromTheGuns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And you re-ran a piece, and am I right about this? Is Mr. Oliva, is he the one of the NSSF guys?
He is. He's the director of public affairs for the NSSF, and he's a former gunnery sergeant in the Marines,
yeah.
With a lot of overseas deployments. And, of course, Friday was Veterans Day, and he just wanted to talk about what a privilege it was to serve and note how people who have served veterans are just laced off through the firearms industry, and it's a point of pride for just about every company in the business to have those people working for them, and the people who value and know the value of the right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about it that the gun industry is full of patriots. And that is one of the things that I like about... I don't even know that I would call what I do putting me in the gun industry is it so much as it has me looking at it and commenting about it. But having said that, after this last election, I got to tell you, if I could go back in time in 1984 and stop my 23-year-old self from enlisting, I would have done it. I would.
Really?
Yes. Well, because, you know, I went out, and this is the thing about military service. When you go to military service today, anyway, you're volunteering. And no matter how what age you volunteer at, you're giving your life to the military. For them to do what they will with it. And being in the military is not, you know, it's not one of those things where you get out there and go, I'm having the time of my life. Because in the military, you learn how to exist in misery. Your training, everything they do is constantly miserable. And that's because you're going to have to do your job in the worst conditions known to man, in the rain, in the snow, in the cold. Hungry, thirsty.
Sure, it's not an easy life, obviously. It's not an easy job.
Not at all. And I did that. And I joined when I was 23, and I got out when I was 30. And I basically gave them my 20s. My 20-somethings, you know. And the one thing I took away from it is that the friends I met, I still keep up. I managed to keep up with a good amount of guys I served with in Europe. because I went straight to Europe in 1984. And I managed to stay in touch with them. And those guys, I drop everything I've got if they call me and they need my help. I drop everything I got going on, and I'm headed their way. And that's just what happens when you work with people like this, right?
And that makes sense, because when they said they train you, they don't train you to fight for your country. They train you to fight for the guy next to you.
Yes.
That's how those bonds are created, and they last forever in a lot of cases.
They do. But at the same time, you know, this nation... We have fulfilled that little thing I've seen going around there where hard times create hard men create good times create soft men. We've given this nation way too much good time. Because, I mean, when I was serving, I was over there in the Cold War, and we won the Cold War without firing a shot. And part of that was the fact that they were staring at us and saw what we had, because we had 500,000 people in Europe when I was in Europe. And, you know, the kind of thing that's going on now in Europe would not even have been tried with when U.S. Army Europe was there, when I was in the 1st Armored Division and, you know, all the other stuff that I was associated with, when NATO was at its height. War has become a thing where, you know, it's on the news, and, you know, how often do you see something about the Ukraine? Ukraine's still kicking along in a full-on war, but we don't see that in the news anymore.
No, I'm not somebody who watches the news every day, I can't imagine that it's leading the nightly newscast.
Well,
on a regular basis.
I don't even watch TV, but it's not on the any of the websites I go on. Occasionally, you'll see Zelensky.
Yeah, I'll see some. I mean, it's certainly there if you're looking for it.
Sure. But, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the time I gave the military was wasted.
Really? You think that was all for naught?
Well, the country seems to be hell-bent to go the way of the Democrat, of the new socialist, of the new communist. They just got done with COP27, right? Where were they? They were in Egypt.
Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, yep. Exactly.
They were in Egypt. You know what they're coming away with? They believe that the world would be better off with 1.5 billion people. That's one of the things they came away with.
I think it's easy to come out of, you know, depending on your political slant, come out of the elections on Tuesday with a negative view and be pessimistic. But I know that this country has gone through good times. It's gone through bad times. It's had good leaders. It's had bad leaders. And it seems to make it through. And I'm happy that people like you chose to serve and do what they did, and protect this country, because even during quote unquote peacetime, the fact that we do have the strongest military in the world, and I don't know if that's even still the case anymore. I think it seems like it's getting close with China these days, but who knows? But the fact that we do have as strong a military as we do keeps a lot of very bad things from happening.
It does. It does. The Air Force is still quite the thing to be reckoned with, although our tactics need to. There towards, what was it, I think in 2019, they did a war games, which was based upon the defense of Taiwan, and we lost. And in part of that, what happened is with our naval, when we're getting close to a country with our, because that's all going to be naval in the beginning, right? We're going to project force via the Navy. The Navy normally clusters up, and that makes a really nice heat signature, a really good radar signature. And China has some ship. I mean, they've got missiles that'll take out an entire carrier by itself. And our Navy got sank in that war game. So we need to rethink some of our tactics. But yes, I do believe we probably still are pretty dangerous when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully, results of things like those war games, taught some people some things, and maybe they've changed some thinking.
Well, I don't know. This current regime that's in there right now, they're too busy looking for they're too busy looking for white supremacists in that stuff. So anyway, that's but I mean when I was thinking about Veterans Day and I was getting thanked for Veterans Day and everything, I put out a statement on Facebook. You don't have to thank me for that anymore because I think I wasted my time. So.
Well,
I hope you're right.
You feel that way.
I hope you're right, and I hope that I'm just sitting looking at this the wrong way. I hope my feelings are hurt, and I hope that the nation bears itself out. I hope that you're right, and I'm wrong. I hope you are.
Don't become too much a prisoner of the moment.
There you go.
Try to take a longer picture.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, as always, sir.
And go check out thetruthaboutguns.com. That's always the place to go to find the latest in the culture, in the gun industry, and they have a section for you new gun owners, which is very important. A lot of stuff is ignoring you and not thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.